these men groomed vulnerable underage girls. They raped them. They drugged them. They drove a wedge between them and their families. Are these not serious enough crimes?
They are, indeed they are. But then the sentencing is also very, very serious indeed. And I think it's fairly clear that the government is absolutely determined to put an end to this kind of criminality. And I think there's a very clear message in the sentencing that this type of criminality has come to an end. And for that aspect of it, we are all grateful, really, to the judiciary in that the criminality of this type will come to an end. But as far as the actual lengths of sentences are concerned, I think I'm expressing a sentiment that there possibly has been a surprise in the length of the sentences.
Tell me why you are so surprised by a life sentence.
It's all to do with managing expectations, etc. And the prosecution wants to obviously obtain maximum sentencing. And the defense team usually tries to get that reduced. So it's possibly due to those sort of feelings that were coming through from the defense side, I suppose, that were being fed into management of expectations. And I think the families will particularly confirm that they're very shocked and surprised at this.
What are your fears now for the Muslim community in Oxford and across the UK?
Well, for the Muslim community, actually, the word community has been used throughout these trials, etc. The community wishes nothing more than to allow to move on from this. And throughout these trials, they've been trying their hardest to get on with their daily lives. And media has focused on the entire community. Well, it isn't the entire community that is committing these crimes. So community fears, etc., I don't really have any fears in Oxford, to be honest with you, because tremendous work has always been going on, cooperation between communities, between the authorities and the community.